Next patient is Sinicky Murphy. That is Murphy. M-U-R-P-H-Y. Murphy. That's the last name. Sinicky. S as in Sam. S-A-N-N-E-K-E. And as in Nancy. S-A-N-N-E-K-E. Sinicky. Murphy Sinicky. Date of birth, 8-18-35. And date of visit, 6-21-22. Please make copy for Dr. John Simonides. That is, Simonides is S-Y-M-E-O-N-I-D-E-S, Simonides. M.D. Copy for him, please. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Sinicky Murphy for formal evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and emphysema on home O2 at 2 liters. Next, chest prison illness. Next paragraph. This is an 86-year-old male with a history of COPD, has been oxygen dependent at 2 to 3 liters since the past 3 years. The patient is short of breath with minimal activity, and he has a cough but brings up clear mucus and has trouble clearing his secretions. Denied chest pain, denied hemoptysis, and has had no recent weight loss and no no nausea or reflux. The most recent chest X-ray was more than a year ago. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for can you please change the gender? I said male patient. This is a 86-year-old female patient. Okay. All right, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of breast cancer, bilaterally with the history of mastectomy on the left and breast reconstruction, and a lumpectomy on the right. She had received radiation therapy and chemotherapy as well. She also has a history for coronary artery disease with stenting times 2, and a history for CABG times 3. She had a cholecystectomy many years ago, knee surgery in 1983, and nose surgery several years ago. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked. For 1 year at a very young age and then quit. Alcohol use none. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of COPD. Father died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts. She has sore throat, vertigo, and hoarseness. She has urinary frequency burning and flank pains. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. And she had constipation and no heartburn or abdominal pains. She has arm pain and calf muscle pains and leg swelling. And she has depression with anxiety. She has muscle aches, no joint pains. She has memory loss and denies headaches, blackouts, and no seizures. She has itchy skin. Next paragraph, med list included aspirin one daily, budesonide neb 0.5 milligrams BID, and candesartan 4 milligrams a day, escitalopram 5 milligrams daily, esomeprazole 40 milligrams a day, hydralazine 25 milligrams BID, Isodil 30 milligrams a day, Synthroid 112 micrograms daily, and pregabalin 50 milligrams BID, and Crestor 20 milligrams a day. Next physical exam. This is a elderly, averagely built white female with alert, no acute distress, there's no pyloric cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 164, saturation 93. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes toward both lung fields. Heart, the answers are irregular, small and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no ganomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1 plus edema with the diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with the emphysema. Number two is to have hypertension. Number three, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Is already on O2 at 2 to 3 liters. She was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate her for any lung infiltrates. And she will use budesonide nebs, 0.5 milligrams BID, and add Spiriva respimat 2 puffs a daily. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Please add in the final diagnosis. Number four is history of breast cancer with bilateral lumpectomies. Okay, that's the final diagnosis. Okay, continuing the plan. Patient will continue with O2 liters at night and daytime. She will come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. John Simonides, Simonides, M.D., from Palm Coast. Thank you.